Syracuse area advocates of universal pre-kindergarten want lawmakers to include it in the state budget, expected to be approved in Albany in the next 10 days. WRVO's Alan Abbott reports supporters crystallized their argument for pre-K today at a news conference at Delaware School on Syracuse's west side.
The call to include universal pre-K in the state budget came from business leaders like Center State CEO Chief Rob Simpson.
Our future workforce depends on our ability to educate young children and engage young minds, and this has to be a full community effort for it to be successful.
And Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler.
It makes sense that we would invest in our young people earlier on in the process. There's a direct correlation between the dropout rate and those who are now currently sitting in our local jails.
Parents like Kathleen Snyder of Syracuse says pre-K can help children who have special needs.
If they need interventions, they are detected much earlier. The children get the services much earlier.
Governor Cuomo's proposed spending $100 million next year for statewide pre-K. Budget negotiators right now in Albany are haggling over that number, as well as how to pay for it. Syracuse Common Counselor Nada Maroon says Syracuse needs $5 million to institute a full-day program for four-year-olds in the Syracuse City School District that would open up pre-K to 400 children who don't get it now. Maroon says it makes sense to make this investment.
It's like building a house. You have to start with the foundation, and then the foundation holds the house together.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.